So we're on New Road. The sun is actually out. It wasn't yesterday, but people were still trying to fly. This is a piece called Meeting at 33 at St Mary's Church, and which is a great venue. And I'm joined by...
Joseph Quartzen.
Joseph, tell us about Meeting at 33, and I'm particularly interested. It's a play by Hannah Samuels, and some people listening to this won't know what Verbatim Theatre is.
Well, first of all, Hannah Samuels is a graduate of Aura Drama School, and she has personal experience of alcoholism, and she wanted to very much begin to bring that experience to life. Verbatim Theatre is taken from actual accounts from individuals, and that's been woven into a play. So we speak their words, and we capture their essence, and then we present that in a... what is essentially a true life setting of an alcohol recovery room.
And so once she's got their words, are they still involved in the writing of it, or is that, do they say goodbye to it?
That's a good point. We've had four or five key people who've stayed in touch with the whole piece, and they've come to see it, and very much to make sure that what we've been able to do is to honour the spirit of what they've been said as well. So people do keep in touch, yes, and I think always the interesting thing is getting the feedback of, oh my God, I sound amazing, or oh my goodness, that sounds very different, actually hearing it back through somebody else's voice.
Yeah, and I guess some people absolutely want to see it, and some are probably a bit wary of seeing it.
I think there's always that sense of how are your words going to be used, how are they going to be incorporated, and what I'm pleased about with Meeting at 33 we've been able to do is hold true to those voices and those experiences that have been shared with us anonymously. And that's really kind of that's really one of the most important things about it.
And what's your role in this?
I play one of, we tell eight stories, and I'm one of the eight stories that are told on that particular occasion. The idea behind the show is that you come in and you actually form part of the meeting, and you never quite know which are the actors and which are the audience, and that's kind of one of the beauties of the piece.
And alcoholism is just, out of control, isn't it, in the world?
I think it's a very real problem, and I think one of the things we've been able to highlight with Meeting at 33 is that there are people all over the world committed to actually addressing their alcoholism. They come into rooms like Alcoholics Anonymous with the aim and with the desire to stop drinking. People do want to approach their problems, and one of the things that the show highlights is really what bravery it takes to confront your alcoholism, and also what bravery it takes one day at a time to stay sober.
And there is therapy, and there are workshops, and there are films, and there are books, and there are all kinds of stuff. What do you think theatre has to offer uniquely to deal with an issue like this?
That's lovely. I think from theatre's point of view, you actually get a chance to experience many different sides of a story. It's very easy to get caught up in a public narrative that alcoholism is the man sat at the end of the street, that you ignore as you walk by. What theatre is able to do is to actually bring those stories to life and also to make them relatable in the sense of, oh my goodness, I recognise that person in my life, or I recognise that situation, or I have a better understanding of my friend who I think's got a drink problem, have they? But also you get a better sense of what does it take to actually address a problem like alcoholism for an individual. And theatre gets to do that. You get to see that.
Now, you as a performer in this, and maybe the rest of the cast too, from the very moment you first picked up this script and saw it for the first time to the first moment you performed it on stage, if you allowed me to follow you with classic, reality TV documentary, what would I see?
I think what you would see, because we devised the piece, that's the first thing, it's the devised piece.
So we go back even further in
time. Exactly. You go back to the very genesis of it. I think what you have is us being surprised about that this is happening everywhere. There are rooms full of people struggling with this. And then actually learning about and discovering the threads that are common right the way through those rooms and those individuals. And then as a cast, finding that we didn't drink through part of the process. Because that was a really, not consciously, but if you're getting up every day for 2 or 3 weeks saying, I'm an alcoholic, you do kind of have yourself go, ooh, I may not be, but you find yourself in a particular place.
So it's good you weren't following the method acting approach.
Exactly.
But so just give us a few more hints about what the devising looked like.
That's really interesting. It involves a lot of interviews. And then once you've got those interviews, you transcribe them. And then we did it with a very long roll of wallpaper with the various themes on. And you began to construct the drama, to construct the narratives, and actually see how those wove together. And I think that's when you devise a piece, you then listen to the stories and you look to bring those threads together. And that's, I think, the difference between a playwright starts off with an idea. When you devise a piece, you discover those threads, and those are things that you amplify and you present to an audience.
Yeah, and I guess, with the verbatim, there is an authenticity that you can't always guarantee when there isn't, you know, the exact words of people that you're trying to research, particularly with sort of documentary-based theatre.
Yes, I think that is very much the case. And what we discovered was really interesting in the process was honouring the spirit of the people. That's also something that... Words are words, and if you take them directly off the page, you can convey those in so many different ways. Mm. But what you learn when you devise a piece is you get, I think, as you said, the authenticity, but you get closer to the truth of the person, which isn't a truth that you might expect. Mm. If you bring your own preconceptions about what it is to be an alcoholic, you've really got to come with a clean slate and be prepared to discover something. And I think that's the beauty about devising a piece.
Mm. How do all the stories fit together? Are they all separate, or have they been sort of welded in some way?
No, they haven't been welded.
Woven.
No welding, a little bit of weaving. They are separate stories, because they're true stories, but what we discovered when we devised it is that there are common threads. And what you will find, given the format of the show, is there's one person who shares at the beginning and then people feed back to that of their own experience, is that you'll find elements of the first share are echoed all the way through the other seven.
Mm. And in terms of where we're standing right now, I won't name the pub, but as you turn to your left and I turn to my right, this is a Sunday afternoon and everyone looks a bit chilled out. But on a Saturday, sometimes, there are people there. You can people watch. There are young people who are just here for a drink and that might be it till next weekend.
Yes.
Right to the other extreme of people being absolutely plastered and probably having one when they get home.
Yeah.
That's our world at the moment. So I'm interested in also is that... What's the sense of responsibility that your piece of theatre isn't just entertaining? It's probably trying to hit hard in a good way, isn't it?
We would argue it definitely. I think one of the things we've been able to is get the support of the Salvation Army, and as well as the National Association of Children of Alcoholics, to be able to tell the stories of the things that they are living with. It's not intended to be hard-hitting. When you spend time in the environment, what you discover is an understanding. As you say, you can go out for a drink, you can get plastered, but there's a whole world of what it is to be an alcoholic that sits in between.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting there's an intention to hit hard, but what I'm saying is that we look at all these people. The classic alienation effect of theatre is that they'll watch this and maybe have an uncomfortable mirror that they look in and go, well, that's actually me, isn't it?
Yes.
Or that's the person I love next to me. Or something.
Exactly, and I think, it opens up an understanding. I think you're absolutely right. If it's hard-hitting, I think it's hard-hitting in the sense of someone knocking on the door and hearing that knock. Had that echoed in some of the performances and people's response to some of the performances.
Two final questions. One, about you as an actor. So how do you climb into your character, into the skin of the person you're playing?
Oh, that's a really great question. I think on this one, it was very much... It started with listening. It started with actually observing friends of mine. But as an actor, getting into this, it was about hearing those themes and allowing those themes to be echoed through. You know, and actually, and in many ways... For a little while, following the 12 steps and actually seeing how that applied in real life, because that's also one of the things you do as someone in, you know, recovery.
And in this one then, when you come off stage, do you somehow need to, you know, get out of that skin in a way that's good for you?
Yes, absolutely do. But it's not with taking a drink. Right. Yesterday it was a case of Belgian fries.
Right.
But it was, you do need to shake it off, and I think it's really important.
You know, Belgian fries can be addictive as well, you know.
So they tell me. You get the right sauce without a doubt.
Yeah. But you do have to breathe it out for yourself.
Yes, you very much do. And I think that was one of the things that you notice, especially if you've done a piece and then come back to it, is that you realise those, you step out of that character, you put it to one side and you move on as yourself. Mm. Very clear that that character is behind you. And then when you come back the following day, you literally step into it and go, okay, good. And you look through the world through their eyes. I think that's a skill that for any actor is essential.
And this last thing, which I always love to make gently personal, tell us your name again.
Joseph Courtson.
And Joseph, can you invite the people walking by, whoever does come, what would be your invitation to come and see Meeting at 33?
My invitation would always be 8 unlikely stories from 8 unlikely alcoholics told in a true life setting of an alcohol recovery room. You will laugh, you will cry, you'll be touched, but not inappropriately. Come and see us on Sunday at St Mary's Church in Brighton.
That's beautiful, and it does sound like you said that before.
Never would again.
Thanks very much for talking to Fringe Review.
It's a real pleasure, thank you.